I think it's important for employees to realize that there is a genuine social distance between executives and themselves, okay? And there are a lot of executives who want to be, you know, quote unquote, men of the people, and they want to relate to their employees, which is, I mean, it's just so foolish. It's hard to imagine that they've been so deluded. But one of the things I like to do is reassert that difference. And so when I interact with employees, I have a couple little routines that I do that are intended to demonstrate to them that I'm visually cleansing myself of contact with them. So, for example, I like to keep a little bottle of hand sanitizer in my pocket. And after I shake the hand of an employee, if they're talking to me about, you know, their job, I will take out the hand sanitizer and I'll wash my hand.
Oh, hi, Dr. Kristen. How are you doing?
Mark, how are you?
Mike.
Oh, I'm doing good. Good. Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say congratulations on the success of the book. We've been sending out a lot of them.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
I'm sure that review in the Financial Times helped. That was pretty
nice. That was great. Inevitably, they will recognize that I am sanitizing myself from contact with them, and you can see that as they're talking, they begin to process the fact that there is a certain vileness to contact with them. And that can be very disconfirming. Of course, you know, other people, they simply just wipe their hands on their clothing or, I mean, I know one person who wears latex gloves when he interacts with his employees, but I think that's extreme.
Yeah, well, you must have a lot of books to ship out, and so I'm going to let you get right back at it. And so thanks a lot, Mark.
Quite frankly, that is...
Mike.
I mean, that's somewhat offensive. I mean, do you see
that?
Well,
to who?
Well, to me personally, just in trying to imagine this dynamic, do you really see them as carrying infectious diseases?
Well, I think that a biologist would say that we are all carrying some sort of infectious disease. I don't know that realistically that I don't know if they're carrying more than normal, but I would suspect they are. I mean, there's no reason to, you know, throw caution to the wind. What I would say, however, the more important thing is not protecting myself from disease, is simply reasserting the social distance between employees and executives. And this is really a very effective means of doing that. Now, I could do something like say, you know, I think you're beneath me, but I just think that's low class.